Start from Yitzayin Amid Beis on the bottom of the page. Tanna Bami learned. Kishem she'amru asur legaleach b'moed. Just like we were discussing here, Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't take a haircut. Kach asur litel tziponayim b'moed. Nor can you cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda can't cut your nails. Rabbi Yehuda mate. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. That's one argument. Another argument. Kishem she'amru avol asur legaleach b'moed avelei. Same thing by avelei. Just like by avelei, also you don't take a haircut. Kach asur litel tziponayim b'moed avelei. Rabbi Yehuda said, you know, also cut your nails. And I told you he learns it from this girl, Yifas Toya, because she's meant to be an oval, and that's why we let her fingers grow, nails grow. Abyesi is mate, because he said over there has to do with looking ugly, don't do with abelis. And he's allowed to cut your nails. So Amar Ula says the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to oval lawad. You should not cut your nails. But halach Abyesi bin Mechal Amayid, we allow you to cut your nails. And Shmuel says halach Abyesi bin Mechal Uva Avon. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda always. Why Halacha Rabbi Yehuda? He lays down a rule. Because the Amar Shmuel says, Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'Avol. The Halacha is always like the one who's lenient when it comes to Avelis. Big Machlek is a Shainim. Whether this only applies to Divrei Tanoim, a Machlek is Tanoim, we go like the Amar Mekel, or it applies also to Machlek is Amaroim. There's a Machlek is Achrainim, whether it also applies to a Machlek is a Shainim. And Luchayd, if Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Ba'Elu, in every one of these Machleks, and Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Ba'Elu. Anyway, says the Gemara. The Gemara tells a story, a sad story. Pinchas was Achva de Mar Shmuel. Pinchas was the brother of Mar Shmuel. Isra Bey Milsa. Unfortunately, he lost a son. Al Shmuel. The Mishal Taimu Minei. Shmuel went to Mivakra to Menachem Avol. Interesting expression. The Mishal Taimu Minei. Take away some of the sweetness. So he went in to Menachem Avol. Chazana. He saw that his brother Pinchas Letufri was cutting his nails. They have an efficient because they were long. Amalei, but he was biting them off. Amalei, amai lo shakulhu. Sorry. He saw the nails. He saw his brother's nails were very long. Didn't cut them off. He saw his brother's very long. Amalei, amai lo shakulhu. Why aren't you cutting your nails off? You're an oval. I pass can look like a base. You're allowed to cut your nails off. Amalei, so Pinchas said to Shmuel, Ibid didei hava. Let's say you, Chas Hashalom, would have been the one who's sitting Shiva, not me. Me, Mizal Zelad Bekula, hi, would you and during Shiva sit there and cut your nails, worry about your beauty, your looks, while your Nebuch, your son just passed away? Have it, this what happened was, Kishgoga Sheyetzim Elifne Hashalit. It was like a mistake that came out of his mouth before the leader, because what happened was, V'Isa Be Milsa Bishmuel. Shmuel lost one of his sons. Now, if you remember in the previous Gemara, we learned that Shmuel was cursed by Rav that he won't have any sons. So Shmuel lost all of his sons. They all died on him. This might be one of them. And there's another curse. So Shmuel is not having a good life. His best friend and his brother are the ones that kill him. Not his enemies. His frenemies, whatever they call these guys. They're the ones who killed off all his kids. Anyway, so all Pinchas, Achva, the Mishal, Taim, and Ace. Now, Pinchas went in to Menachem Avol. He didn't realize what happened. He went to Menachem Avol Shmuel. Shaklinu letufrei. So what did the Shmuel do? He removed his nails, cut off his nails. Chavtinu lap, and he threw it all in his brother's face. Amalei leslach. Don't you know that bris krusel esvasayim is a pact, a covenant with our lips that we care for what we say, if we care for what we wish unto others? Because when you're saying, have you been a novel? So he made me a novel.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that before.
There's a pact when it comes to your lips that when you say something, it happens. It says, when Avram went to Akedah with him, he said to Eliezer there and to Yishmael, remain here behind with the donkey. Myself and Yitzchak will go to this place. We'll bow down. And we will come back. Aleichem. At the time when Avram said he didn't know he'll come back with Yitzchak, but he just, it's a slip of the tongue. And it happened, they both came back. So we say things with our tongue. Freudian slips. They're powerful stuff.
The famous mice with the
Bolshevik. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Taser's the question. We have a rule that Mida Tevim, Meruba Mida Parani is. You bring a Raya, Avram said a good thing. And Yitzchak will come back. So, of course, a good thing. What's the Raya mean that when you say a bad thing, it will happen? Taser, if you want to bring a Raya that a bad thing will happen, shouldn't you bring a Raya from another Pasuk, which we had in Ksubis, we'll have in other places, where it says that Al Tiptuch Ish Pelasotin, you shouldn't open your mouth, when he says, Hayinu Ke We're like this day. What do you call it? Like Zdoim, whatever it is. Nasik is Zdoim, and so on and so forth. And the next pasuk says they were Zdoim. So we from there we learn that. Why bring this pasuk? So Mashari explains that of that pasuk, you said Hayinu. We were like Zdoim. So you included yourself, and that's why the Satan listens in, because if you incriminating yourself, then the Yetzer Tov can't defend you anymore. You yourself admitted that you deserve this. So that's what's going to do with here. Here you're throwing your tongue against somebody else. And the vort is that your tongue against somebody else, and it's a slip of the tongue. It's not a deliberate thing. The whole point is not deliberate. If it would have been deliberate, lavdavka. We're talking about a slip of the tongue, make things happen. The power of dibur. Rashi. To make him feel good. We take off your nails. He got so angry. He threw, because he knew that it happened because of his brother. It says Rashi can't be through the nails because he didn't know how to throw nails on the floor. He threw it on the floor, and then he picked them up and he threw them out somewhere else. We'll soon see he'll have to do that. Then you're no longer a Russia. Because otherwise you're a Russia. But he's crucial for sign to see, and his tacha there will bow down, the Nashuva Alech will come back, but Cain have it. That's what happened. The Chodzu Tavai, they both came back.
It says Rashi touches off Meroiv Kas, and sometimes you see this by the Tanaim and the Amoraim.
You just lost his son because of his brother. Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu got Kas. Moshe Rabbeinu himself. No, his brother is saying to him there's theory and then there's practice. In theory, you're allowed to cut your nails.
So you
Shmuel
in theory say you're allowed to cut nails, but you might be machin.
You say I wouldn't have done, exactly. You wouldn't have done it because it's pasnished. Is this what you're doing? You worry about what you look like? Such as, you know, that's a frame of mind. Okay, Vaitik Mara. So, we thought that when that Abiyasi said that you're doing a velus, you're allowed to cut your nails because it's me, this is the yad, only the hand, because everybody's visible. The regal labor, not your nails or your foot. Totally, the blanket had it. No chilik, the nails of your hand, nails of your foot. Rav says, but by scissors, it's also when we say you're allowed to cut your nails, it means with your teeth or with a shini. One nail against the other nail, but not with a scissor. Big machlek is a shame how to learn pshat here. Whether the pshat is that the Rav is explaining what the Rebbe is saying, or Rav is actually arguing with Shmuel. Shmuel says it's totally mutter, and Rav says, no, only it's only mutter with the shini. Omer Rav, Shemeh Barabba, and then the machlek is showing him, even if you hold the shini, when Rav said this din, is it only by velus or chalamoid as well? Maybe chalamoid will use a scissor. Omer Shemeh Barabba, have a kaim, that was one standing kamed, Rabbi Yechon Be Medrosha, Bechayel Shemeid, that was one chalamoid, because this story now is chalamoid. The shaklinu letufrei b'shina. He wants bit off his nails with his and he bit off his nails with his mouth teeth. This zarkin he threw it. So what do we see from the story here? That he uses teeth. So the rishonim want to bring a raya that even cholamayin you're not allowed to cut your nails only with your teeth. What do the others say in defense? What's he mean? Shema mina class 3 dinim we learn from here. Shema mina mutu little tzipanayim choshim. First of all, you're allowed to cut your nails. Number one. Shema mina ain behem mishum mias. Number two is that there is no mias over here. By cutting your nails in the shul, shmamina mutl zarkan, and also you're allowed to throw them on the floor. Why isn't there a fourth shmamina? That you're not allowed to use a scissor. So those are other shame hold. You're allowed to use a scissor. Saying that's why it stresses it was in a base of medrash to tell you that in a base of medrash there's no access to a scissor. Who has scissors in a base of medrash? So therefore, that's why you use teeth. Exactly. So no, they want to say the fact that they get murdered doesn't bring down shmami, no ain, you shouldn't use a scissors, no raya. It's because of the part of doesn't have one. Yeah. Rashi. Freddy Gimara, you tell me a lot of throw your nails on the ground. Ain't it's not so. Vahatan, you didn't relearn Shloisha Dvorim Nemdabit Tzipanayim. That three didn't mean say about nails. Number one, we're having more nida. Hakoivron, if you bury your nails, you're only a tzaddik. But Sarfon, if you burn them, then you're a chassi, which is much higher than a tzaddik. You learned even yesterday. Zerkin, you throw them away, you're a Russia. So lechayda, how can Rabbi Yechon throw the nails away? And for the Gemara, time am I? What's the reason why you're not throwing your nails away? Shema ta'aver alein isha ubra. Maybe a woman who's pregnant will walk over it. V'tapil, and somehow or another it causes her to miscarry. It's be medrasha, but in the base of medrash, lo yishchicha. Women don't come into a koil. They might go to shul, but they don't walk in the koil. So therefore, no problem. They allow throwing nails on the floor. Sometimes the michnishalu, when they sweep up the dirt, they'll sweep it up and throw it out the window, and then a woman will walk across on the street and walk over the nail. The shodil of the throat side, even the ishnishne, once the nail, there's a ruchatuma on the nail, once it changes the original place from the hand, there's no longer ruchatuma, it dissipates. Rashi, the shodil of the over the liars, ruchatuma. Yeah, but Rashi says it needs the ruchatuma, sorry?
From this week's parsha, we don't believe in all of that.
That's something else. Well, not nachash and ma'inen and yeah, but not ruchtuma. They all tell me. If you look in seventh Pedic in there's a Muka Yosef in the end of the seventh Pedic in Sanhedrin, where he argues with the Rambam about all those things. Are they real, or they're not real? Because they're all real. They all can do that stuff. Just we should follow it. The Rambam says they're all bab meises, and that's the aveda. The aveda is you believe is bab meises. The Nebuchadnezzar says, no, they're all real stuff. Goyim have powers, and goyim have tumah, and everything else, and they can do things, and black magic, and all that kind of stuff, and voodoo. But a yid has to believe in Eibishter. Tomim ti im Hashem Elokecha. You should put your whole faith in the Eibishter.
He said, "Ein mazel Yisrael."
That's something else. There's nothing to do with mazel. And ein mazel Yisrael means that you don't have good luck and all that. But you can taste it in the Shabbos. Kuf Tavav says you can change it by tefillah. Look at the book of Yosef. It's the very last book of Yosef, the seventh Pedig in Sanhedrin.
Apart from the disrespect of throwing nails on the floor of the
Bethlehem. Ah, that's a separate issue. That they leave up to the Gabbai to take care of. Fight the Gemara. So Rashi, keep Nishna. Keep Nishna. The Rashi, who took from that place? I've made cut. He's talking about no longer Mazik. Says the Gemara, right? Rambam Rabbi Yehuda Zug Bo Mechamos. A couple came from the city of Chamos and lived for Rebbe. Or Mazutre Masni. Mazutre said, "We've got a brayse." Zug Bo Mechamos. A couple came from Chamos and lived for Rebbe. Or Bichshu Menet Zipanayim. And they asked him if they're allowed to cut the nails. The heat them allowed them. I'm doing avelis. Ve'im bikshu mimenu sofer. Had they asked him, I saw from the way he said, he made such a heter, such a blanket heter. If they would ask him, can I also cut my mustache? He told them he would allow them to cut the mustache as well. Ushmul amar. In fact, I bikshu mimenu sofer. They did talk ask about the mustache, and he told them he talk was mevatel. Rashi, mazut the mazim b'raisa bikshu mimenu sofer. Nei, we may available. I'm sure Rabbi Yudan never heard of him. Bikshu mimenu sofer. Yematel them. Claim man no chazina l'dayta. I saw his opinion. He shalu the gal. I saw he was such a good mood that he shalu the galach sofer. They're asking me to shave my mustache. I yematel them. They ain't behem b'shul altashkes. Pass dikto. As all you veda altashkes. He would allow them to cut their mustache. Says more right here. Amar abitel sofer. Mashmei dana. Papa sofer mizavish lizavish. When we say that you're allowed to cut your mustache, we're talking about even the ends, because the ends prevent you from eating. The part that's around your lips, that prevents you, not the whole entire mustache. Rashi mezovis, lezovis mezoif, hapedo sevache. The Amish, they have a big beard, but no mustache. Muslim too. Lezov, lezovis mezoif, hapedo sevache, from one end to the other, and mutter the galesh, and mekevaz achil v'shti, evumai, it doesn't allow you to eat and drink. So that's what, so you're only allowed to cut the parts that prevent you from eating. You say from one end to the other, but only the part that prevents you from eating. These two are arguing, or they're actually explaining each other. You can cut most of the mustache. Even the parts are not blocking. My entire mustache is like a mustache that prevents me, because I'm such a fastidious person. If one piece of food falls on here, on my mustache, already I can't look at it. Rashi, the deed, Anina, that toy, call us off because of my kevdomi. The entire mustache is like Madova, call us off because of my kevdomi. Anina, the deity. In other words, see, Nachum Yitzchak didn't have a mustache. He was an Amish. He didn't, that's what it sounds like.
They say that the Arizal used to be machmir to trim his mustache.
I don't know, he didn't have payas.
I heard that. I never saw it written anywhere.
I don't know. It says clearly that Arizal made sure he had short payas, never had long payas. And Dafka. Well, Omar Avital Safra, Tom Avital Safra, he said the name of the Papa. Interesting, Gemara, nothing to do with here, but because of the same person, we don't have much from him. This is what he says. Pari, Shahoya b'mei Moshe. Pari is a generic name for a king, Sultan. The Pari that was existing at the time of Moshe, who he was a midget, not a dwarf, even less than a dwarf, less than a, he's tiny. Hu Amma, you know how tall he was? One Amma. The Zikne Amma, he had a beard. You know how long his beard was? An Amma. He swept the floors with it. But a Pamashtikoi was Amma Vazeris. His Amma, his male member, was longer than his beard or than himself. L'kayim Mashenemra, this fulfills the Pasig where it says that Ushfal Anoshim, the lowest of people, Yukayim Alei, will stand up to you. Don't they say all the great, Napoleon's very short, Alexander the Great supposedly was very short. All these great people were always very short. Even though today, most male politicians, I think, are very tall. The same party that one time Moshe was also a mechashiv. He went to the water, and that's where he did all of his magic. Rashi, why did he go to water in the morning? He was a magician, and he had to go to do his stuff. He wanted to make fun of the Eibishter. So he'd go around saying, see, I don't urinate, I don't have to go. But no one knew, in the middle of the night, he would go to the water. I created the Nile. The following letter washed him. He came overseas. He only owned one shirt. He had before. You had one shirt, you let him wash it. You have no breda. The only excuse you have to wash your clothes is if you came from overseas. You weren't available. You were in jail. Only Habam Din is a yam. Hani, it seems only these, Misha, ain't little Cholgechalai, but not if you have only one shirt. There's no excuse. Let me explain the Mishnah. Ah, forgot. The Mishnah is talking about a case, even though you have a whole drawer full of shirts, if you came from overseas, you're allowed to wash the shirts as well. These lay three, umitan, for you had two, the cable of duty, you're allowed to wash them. Mashenkin over here, if you only have one, then you, no matter where you're from, you're allowed to wash your shirts. Shalach Ravid Chabat Yaakov Bagiyari Mashmei, or is it Rashi? Rashi hears on the Mishnah. Matrech Yidayim, Shemenagvim, a hand towel, Mashud Moiz, it's me, he's allowed to wash them, Mechal Moiz, regardless, Mapechas Asfugo, a bath towel. Shemenagvim, and you wipe, you tie yourself, because you're eating basin and go out of the bathroom. Shalom to Masim and Moiz, Masid Tony, and Machat, I've got these three, two, Matam, and dirty, I'm a Mishnah, Engel, the Cholgach, and Tulam, everyone holds a shoddy. Same way, if you have linen, because it's so easy to wash them. Remember, the whole thing is tichel. There's no tichel whatsoever. You gotta wash chalmoid. Most of the failures only matpeches the daim, only a hand towel. Matpeches hasafarim, only what barbers use when you go into the or mantle of a sefer teder. Hani in clay pishtun, see like linen, you can't. No, you misunderstood the Mishnah. Let me explain the Mishnah. Maslisin, when the Mishnah says a hand towel or a bath towel or is he allowed to wash yourself with the barber things, I feel the shine, meaning I don't care what material is made out of. But we're talking about linen. Linen, no matter what you're using it for, you're allowed to, it's so easy to wash. I once saw Yamash Tveria, the entire Yama Tveria, the Mafkilu they took out from there, Mishikli, the money, Kisna, Bechalimoyde, bundles and bundles of linen people put in there to wash their clothes. Wasn't that their drinking water? They used to use it to wash their clothes. Maskev la Abaye. Abaye said, that's a raya. Man, leimelon, who told you the betzayin chachamim of the who said they did the right thing? The chacham of the. It wasn't, okay. With the yarden. Dilma shalei betzayin chacham of the. Who said they did the right thing? Maybe they did not do it at chachamim. It's very interesting to know. I was looking up last night to see when do you say Puk Chazi Ma Amadabar? When do you say look what people are doing and that's a raya, that's correct? And when do you say who told you the right? Dimu Shalay Bar Tzacham Avdi. How does that work? Rashi, what's the room?
Yeah, but then if Dimu Shalay Bar Tzacham, you would have seen it. At least have heard it was a Machof and a Rabbi.
But we didn't. But Abaye just said it correctly. And yet Abaye challenged it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, but the point is it's a chacham, but that didn't seem to make a machor, so they kind of word, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Or a tacit approval. Rashi, klepishin lo nafshich and not to be a bother. My parents were not pishin. Hani yin avo shak klepishin lo. I feel the shamin of the meal claim. My parents are the shamin of towel from any other king. It's a wool. I forgot the nafshich. Even though the bigger bother shoddy, the kabbish, a lot of wash it avo shak. Any other materials, the shani mean or any other clothing. Of any other material, lo yavo klepishin lo chabe. But pulin you allowed to. Mashiach will swallow him. Basket full. Says the Mishnah. The Eilu Koisim may now write on Chalamoid unless it's a Dover HaAvod. So what's considered a Dover HaAvod? Kiddushi Noshim, you want to write down one of the ways of Mimikadosh, a woman's star. You want to write down a star, you can. And why not a Kiddushi? Because maybe you'll die. It doesn't matter if you die. It means maybe somebody else will jump in and marry her first or give her a ring who can afford it. So therefore you want to jump in and make sure she's secure her as your wife. the gittin and a divorce, and you can't stand another day. It's a davar avod. You don't want to wait till after Yom Tov. Maybe you shall go away. He'll go away. This shayvidim a receipt. Daitike, that's a star when you write a will. Matane, upruzbul in a pruzbul. Bull is rich people. Pruzbul is when you give it to the bezin. You say that, you know, I'm giving you over all my chayvus. You take over. In fact, we have to do this Roshana and next Roshana. Big machlekes is showing you when the pruzbul takes effect. The end of the year or the entire year? So if it takes effect the entire year, at the end of the year, then we're talking about, must be talking about Pesach. Why in the world are you doing it sukkahs? What's the davar of it? Pesach may be going on an overseas trip. You won't be back till before the Shana, so you want to protect your loans. But sukkahs a year. But if you learn the whole year, then we're talking about even Chol Moed sukkahs.
You mean at any point of the time of the year when you say the whole year?
The whole year means, yeah, any point in the time of the year. And the Alter Rebbe Shmuel Paskins, it's not Misham at
the end. You know what it means? It means that the moment you make the loan, it's already Misham at that point in time.
In the seventh year.
That's what you have to make the proof as soon as you give the loan.
No, they're saying any time of the seventh year, the fifth year, fourth year, what's the problem then?
No, I understand. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means that the loan was made in Pusbul?
You say
in Shmita?
No, the loan before, but now you're going to lose it. Like Yigos, right? You're not allowed to approach him, so you're giving it over to Bezin. And when does it, those who say it's the whole year means it starts after Yom Tevin. So right after Sukkot it starts. So therefore Sukkot, the round holders after Yom Tevin. So therefore you go to the Bezin on Chol Moed Sukkot, you forgot to do it before, and you say, hey, before it kicks in this Shmita thing, and I forfeit my loan, I'm giving it over to you, so no longer I'm able to Yigos. But according to the Rosh, it says it's always the end of the year, then what's the davar over here? Wait till after Sukkot and write it. Because if I remember correctly, we're going to do it twice this year. We can do it right before the Rosh Hashanah, we're going to do a Prusbul, and we're going to do it again.
Why again the next year?
Because two shittas, two opinions. Even though we paskin that it's the end of the seventh year.
I know the beginning of the...
Yeah. Igrei Shum, those letters of assessment... Igre's Muzzin, the letters, a document that says that you're going to take care of the wife's kids, even though it's not your kids. Shtari Chalitza, the star of Chalitza, or Miyuni, when a girl becomes 12 years old and she was married by a brother or sister, because she's a orphan, comes 12 and then she can get out of it, she writes a star Miyuni. And Shtari Berudin, this is a Peligrashi Shtari Berudin, because normally everyone teaches, and the Rambam teaches here, and the Ran and the Sanhedrin. Shtari Berudin is whenever you go to Din Taita and you have a Zablo, you write down over there the names of the, each one nominates who their Zablo is, and then you nominate the third, and then you write down your claims. That's called Shtari Berudin. Rashi has a very difficult pshat, and no one understands why Rashi brings this pshat down. Seems like, and Gzeidah's Bezin, the English of the any decrees of Bezin, and also any letters to do with the government, which instructs the government, you can't play around, you got to do it quickly. Rashi. Kiddush and Nashim, she calls the Mishtar, Hagnus Lee wrote to him, Kudud Ijan Nikim Mishtar, one of the ways of getting married to a woman through a star, Dai Tiki Shtar Tzavo, a will, Peruz Bulin, she calls it Malva, Bishtar the Malva, writes it, She Einum Mishamit, Vole Mashmit, Le Shmita. Interesting, Rashi, in the Poshim Shana Mishnah, you have to write, because we don't write, we just say to a Bezin, and that's good enough. He has to write a Malva, has to write a Shtar, that I'm not Mishamit, and the Shmita shouldn't cancel. Before, I'm giving it over to the Bezin. And the Rashi gives it, because we say you give it over to the Bezin, that you can collect whatever you want. Igrois shum bekach shamu Bezin, so the Bezin assess that's the value of this field. And nostan lach and kach negdoi. This is my Yerusha. You want to divide how much the field is worth, so the other brothers can then give money for blah blah blah. Igrois mazan plaini kibul lazan basisha. He'll feed the daughter of his wife. Sorry.
This is Milva
Bishtar
here. That was the whole
Milva's Bishtar. So then you have to write Bishtar, maybe. No. Shekoisev Malva Bishtar, She'ena Mishamit. Now, could be you're right. Maybe the difference if it's a Milva Bishtar, I should say. But maybe it's a Milva Bishtar, you have to write it down, and we do Milva Peh. Could be. Study Berudin. Look at Shetari Berudin. Not like I just told you, which is Zablo. Or you write down the tiniest in the Bezin. Rashi says, "Biru Bezin Chelik Zela Zeh veChelik Zela Zeh." When you have a Yerusha, and you have to divide the Yerusha, so Bezin writes down, this is what this part of the Yerusha goes to. This brother, this brother goes to that brother. Pretty much a pella. Gzeidah Bezin, Paskei Piskadinin, and he Pesakdin, V'Iglai Sharoshus from the government, Tzivoy V'Kim Sharoshilton. Tell you what. Omar Shmuel, a very interesting Gemara here, fascinating Gemara here. Shmuel says, "Mutil la'ada la'areis isha b'chelish ma'ay." You're allowed to get a woman, engage a woman on Chol Moed. Why? A concept. Shema yikad mena achar. We're scared if you don't do it, someone else will come in and take her. Leima misayir. I bring a raya. Ve'elu koysim feish na mishnah. Ve'elu koysim koysim ma'ayid kedushin nashim. What's kedushin nashim mean? My love study kedushin mamish. Kedushin means you're writing down a star as a raya that you can do it. Say, "Ma no raya." Maybe he's talking about the tanoim. When you get two girls, the two, when they get engaged, the parents then have to sit down and work out, so who's paying for this, who's paying for that. That's called a shtar tanoim. Maybe that's what the shtar psikta, the shtar that they made up between themselves. No raya that you're allowed to get engaged in chalamay from this Mishnah here. How much dowry are you giving to your son? Kach v'kach, so and so. How much are you giving dowry for your daughter? Kach v'kach. Omdu v'kitchu, they went ahead and were makadish, konu, they were koine, hein, hazvodi manikni bamira. So there's always trying to come to kedushin. So many rishonim will hold that right after the tanoim you have to make the kedushin. So how can so l'chayde, if they made the tanoim chalmoy, they had to make the chalmoy anyway. So it's still right that there's a raya from here that you're allowed to get engaged to a girl on chalmoy. So the answer no. It's talking about over here, you already got engaged before Chalamoid. And you already did it tonight. But you didn't write it down. And now in Chalamoid, you want to write it down just in case somebody gets cold feet. You want to make sure that it's all done properly. Lema Messiah, bring a raya. Ain't no isn't no shame. You're not marry women and yom to Vilay Basulis and not girls Vilay Almanis. No, can you marry Almanis? We had this earlier. Vilay Biyabmi, Mipnesha Simcha, he lies a Simcha, and yom to we want you to be happy. Hola Addis, but to get engaged, you're not get married. But get engaged, shoddy. You don't have to mention. Surely not like getting engaged in Chalamoy. Wait till after Yantiv. Why suppressing the loika of a mitzvah? You're not doing a mitzvah. Getting married. Nami the ka'avi. Doing a mitzvah is still us is forbidden. Very difficult to stand the Gemara here. So the Gemara is saying to get married is a mitzvah, the mitzvah of approval, even though you're not having kids yet, but they're enabling you. But there's no mitzvah to get engaged. If you look at the Rambam clearly said there's a mitzvah to make Kaddish a woman. And they try to work out the Magen Mishnah and the Kesem Mishnah try to work out the Rambam. How can the Rambam say the mitzvah? Klor, the Gemara says here, there is absolutely no mitzvah getting engaged to a woman. Which is a pretty big pill anyway, because the pasuk of the Gemara in Kedushin is there is a mitzvah getting engaged. In fact, the Rosh Hashanah, the Gimel, it seems like there is a mitzvah. Rashi. Kirav Gidl, Shekoisib Tanai Zeb Ishtar. You write this Tanai in the Ishtar. Niknim Bamidah, Bola Kivet Al-Kinyin, to carve a mitzvah, the Oisi Bepivadivya. So you can push about here is a mitzvah only getting him married because you're doing Pivadivya. You're Oisi Bepivadivya. There's no guarantees, but at least you're trying. Before then, you're not allowed to... Tell you what about Toshma, come in here. The Tana de Veshmuel, we learn Ma'arsin says in Feshla, but I say Ma'arsin, you do get engaged Chalamoid, but like, can you get married? The Ain Oisin Suudas Eisin, even though you get engaged Chalamoid, don't make the party because that's already a problem of Ma'arba Simcha B'Simcha. That's a Simcha, and now you have Simcha of Sukkos. Concentrate on that. Shema Minos a Klara Ra, you're allowed to get engaged in Chalamoid. Now says the Gemara, fascinating Gemara here. We're not talking about engagement. We're talking about engagement. I'm a hatayde. Yeah. And that's the problem. What's the problem getting engaged? Why is it a problem? The problem is because Mekach and Memcha. We don't want you doing business in Chalamoid. Unless it's Dover to Ovid. And we're saying it's not Dover to Ovid.
The whole thing.
But then we prove that it is. That's why. That's why it's Dover to Ovid. We need to find Dover to Ovid. So Mor asked the question, who says Dover to Ovid? So then we brought this Braisa to Avishmo. You're allowed to because. But what's the issue here of getting engaged? What's wrong getting engaged? The issue is. No, we're saying you're allowed to even do the proper one. We're saying that you're allowed to even do the proper one. Because it's not a Mekka Memcha, Kishem Gandach. But look, this Gemara here is interesting. This whole concept, the whole notion, that if you don't get married to a Sadovar Avi, because someone doesn't marry you first, doesn't make sense. Why not? Because every single day, a voice rings out of heaven by Medes, Bas Pliny Le Pliny. This girl's going to marry this guy. So the Pliny Le Pliny. When we come to Achad, how can somebody else jump in the head? This girl was meant to marry this guy. That's what's going to happen. In the Gemara site, in Al Gemara site, it says, Arboy Miyem Kreim Tis of Lad. Here it says B'chol Yom V'Yom. So I'm not sure if they're arguing or every day, but it doesn't mean that day the kid was born. Every day, because the 40 days now, so therefore every day somebody else is born. Every 40 days somebody else is born, so it's every day you're making this basko. Maybe it's not a stira. You could change things around by davening. That's what it seems to be learning right now. It says the Gemara, Ki Ha De Rava Sham. So it's fixed. It's fixed. No, but you don't. But no, not enough to be matir al chalamoid because it's not davar ovid. Make your effort after yamtiv. So the Gemara says right now you can change it through rachamim. Says the Gemara, you heard the davar shem lahu gavu wants to prison by rachamim. He was davening. Matiz damli palnis. I wish I could marry this girl. Omalei, so Rava said to him, no point in asking. If she's meant for you, she will not walk away from you. If she's meant for you, she'll stay with you. And the Eloi, and if it's not meant for you, then what are you? What you kafarta bashet? You don't believe in Hashgacha Pratis and bashet. If it's not meant for you, you'll find the right one. Leave her alone. Rashi kafarta bashem. Be'emuni, you're lacking in faith. The Ka'amad, you're saying like to say Messiah. What's it up? Interesting what I was saying here. Rashi's like a modern, interesting pshat. Not that you don't believe in the Abish and Bashet and you're davening or change things around. Well, you don't believe in Bashet. No. Rashi says, you know what's going to happen? You're going to daven. And nothing's going to happen. Because it's profound. If that girl is meant for somebody else, you can daven behind Ms. Morgan, it won't happen. And then you walk around saying, what's the point of davening? I daven so hard for this girl and nothing happened. So what's the point of davening? You're going to lose emunah because of this in other things. Not in this thing here. Interesting what Rashi twists. Says Rashi, let me say, yeah, it's loisa klum, it's davening won't help at all. It'll never happen. You'll daven, but loisayemiz won't help. So you'll have a rifion attack. You won't believe him on the Eibishter. So the Gemara writes, Basar Hachishami, afterwards Rabbi heard him say, either I should die before she gets married to somebody else. I don't want to see, I'll be in so much pain, I'd rather die before she marries somebody else. This is what he's davening. Not that he davened that I should marry her. He davened that either I should die before her or she should die before she gets married. So I won't have to watch her living with another man. Or she should die first. Omalasarova said to him, Lava, I'm going to tell you, Loiti Boyo led the Milsa Hachi. Didn't I tell you not to daven this way? Now, the way I just told you, Pshat, it's hard to understand. When did Rava tell him not to daven this way? All Rava said to him was, it's Bashar Tfafal. And not to daven, look at Ashi. I shouldn't say kad mitzvah lacher as you're marrying somebody else, but I have pain. That's why you're allowed to get. So what's the Rashi is now? You know why you're allowed to get mechal moed? Not because somebody else will marry her first. Nobody can take her away, but nobody should daven that she should drop dead. So Rashi has a whole new pshat now. When shalom yikad mitzvah lacher does not mean that maybe somebody will marry her first, but maybe somebody is going to want to marry her, and therefore daven that she should die. That she should die. So then, what did Rav exactly say? So how did Rav say you shouldn't like to boil the milz hachi this way? Why not? When did Rav tell him that you shouldn't daven, she should die? All Rav said is bashert. Now he's saying I'm in pain to watch him live with another man. So what do you mean? So Mashar remains a tzorchi and understand this whole gemara. According to Rashi Pshat. Omar Rabbi Shabbu Metzirbuli will have Rabbi Ruben Metzirbuli, the famous Rabbi Metzirbuli in Mimila of Yitzayin. He used to dress up, took a haircut like a goy so that he can sit in the parliament and the senate in Rome. And he advocated on behalf of Yidin without them realizing he was a Tana. He brought a raya in the idea of Bashert from the Teide, from the Vim, and from Ksuvim. Mehashem, Hainov Neib, Ishalish Matayde, where do you find a Tayde Bashert? He says, Vayan, Lovin, Upsuva Yemen, Mehashem, Yotzer, Dover, who we to interfere when the Abish wanted Rivka to end the man in Yitzchak. The Tayde, clear. That's Bashert. Mean Hanavim from the Vim, the Chivet says, by Shimshon, Agibber, Vavi, Vim, Lo Yodu, his parents did not know, Kemahashem, he, that the Abish wanted him to marry that woman. Min haksuvim and hayin of niksuvim. Nichsiv. It says in Mishlei, "Bayis v'hoi nachlas obis." Your house and your wealth—that's inheritance from your parents. Abba Mahashem isha maskelis. But the wife you're going to marry—that comes from the Eibishter. Hard to understand what it means. Bayis v'hoi nachlas obis. Also, everything we just said in Gemara before. Sledne pleini lepleini is also this destined from the Eibishter from the beginning. The same basko that says marriage is from the Eibishter says that assets from the Eibishter. So what's pshat in the pasuk? I don't know the pshat. Bayis v'hoi nachlas avos. I don't know. But Omar Rav said, "B'shul Rabbi Ruben Metzubli." Rabbi Ruben said, "Rabbi Ruben Metzubli." Ain't no dem nechshu v'dovid. Again, talking about Rabbi Ruben Metzubli, he says something else. Ain't no nechshu v'dovid. Again, also, if people accuse you of something, of an aveda, there's some truth to it. If he did not do the full aveda, asa miktasei. With his fire, there's smoke. With the smoke, there's fire. Something happened. Maybe he did part of the aveda. The imloy asa miktasei. He didn't believe it. If he never did it, maybe he thought about it. And the imloy, if he never thought about it, so I say ruachedim shasu v'samach. You saw someone else doing it, didn't make a big deal out of it. Therefore, people are accusing you of it because there's a tinge, like a tacit approval, is a tinge of that, a smell of that aveda. So no, but he doesn't use those words. I'll bring a raya that people are accused of things and totally innocent. It says the Eibush himself. It says in the passage regarding the Eibush, it says Vayechafu ben Yisrael Dvorim, they accused the Eibush Asheloi Kane, that never happened. You accused the Eibush of something that never happened. So the Gemara says, "We see clearly you can accuse someone and it never happened." Hasam lahachiz lover depends what the motivation is. If the person who's making the accusation is doing it in spite, then obviously there's no truth to it. We're talking about an innocent person comes up with a story. There must be something to it. Toshma coming here by Kanu leMoshe b'Machna l'Arkod Hashem, that they were upset with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, what were they upset with Moshe Rabbeinu? Rav Shmuel v'Yitzchak Melamed, Big Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Me teacher, call Echad." This amazing Gemara here. Call Echad Kinel Ishta. Every man warns his wife, his married wife. Me Moshe, stay away from Moshe. You know that he has this predilection for married women. Keep away from him. And you're going to tell me there's any truth to it? Of course not. No. And the Gemara, Hasam Mishum Sino David. Either, in other words, if the person who makes up the story makes it up because he hates the guy, or he makes it because he's angry, there's not a tinge of truth to it. We're talking about an honest person, then there must be something. Touch my comment here. I wish I had a share in those people who are accused of things, but you know, there's no truth to it, so that'll be my punishment in this world, because always people walking around saying, oh, something must have happened. Yeah, if someone makes a wild accusation, people walk around saying, oh, something must have happened. And if something happened, then the tzad that you have is a kapara for all your avedas. They take accuse me of something never true. So the Gemara said, and we just said before that always something truth. Like kasha. I'm not sure why it's a question in the first place. The Gemara could have answered that people who made up the stories did it out of kasha or out of sinna. Anyway, the Gemara is saying even an innocent bystander could be that it never happened, like kasha. There's two kinds of rumors. Ha, big call of the pasuk. If there's a rumor that didn't last very long, there's zero truth to it. Hobbit colored leather, the rumor that keeps on hanging around, then we say there's something to it. Even a voice doesn't hang around, how long? My mother, my first mother told me, doing me the masa yema palga, that a rumor in town, if it's a day and a half, there's something to it. If there's a day and a half hanging around, then it's something true to it. If it's just heard it once, you don't hear it again, nothing. The honey merely the lead pasik bane bane, that it didn't stop in between. I will pasik bane bane, but if it stopped and it came back, then less lumbo. Then the Durashi. Didn't happen because the pasuk lo haye bein didn't happen because the pasuk haye. But if it's an ongoing rumor, then you know there's truth to it. Doim michshad a rumor. Kamar lo yisa baz doim. A rumor. Avol mevaiter the chi pasuk bein if it stopped in the middle of amra on el le pasuk machyira. If it stopped on its own, then we say, well, there's no longer any truth to it. Avol pasuk machyira. But if they stopped talking about it because they were scared that this guy will do something to them, then loy. Then even a short rumor, there's some truth to it. It didn't come back and sprout again. Avol hodunavah, it came back. Loy. Then we say that, wow, that it's a good rumor. Then there's truth to it. The bus of the pasuk came back again. Nishma dimyan came back. Tiny is high. Chubba the dummy the partida. This garden, the tusi kola, that under the tree. Keeping the novah. Once they start blossoming, it blossoms. The Peter is ever there. Losh tzemach growing. Even no enemies. If you have enemies, then even with Afkula Kala, then don't listen to any rumors, because even though you didn't hear it directly from the enemy, there's no question the enemy said it. Said they started it, and then the word got around. Fascinating.